In this extraordinary home season for Virat Kohli and Team India, we've seen many opposing teams have batting collapses, but we've not seen India do that. And it's what happened today at Pune on the second day between India and Australia. A collapse of 7 for 11, which is the worst for India's last 7 wickets in Test match cricket. You look at the numbers and you can see that not only is it quite clearly the worst collapse that they've had, but it's also the only one that's happened at home against New Zealand in 1990 and against England thrice in 79, 2011 and 1952. It was all away from home. But 7 for 11, numbers that India's batsmen would not want to see too often. At the lead of wreaking havoc as far as the bowlers were concerned, Steve O'Keefe led the charge for Australia. Surprise package, left-arm spinner, 6 for 35, his career best figures. Against New Zealand in Christchurch and against England at Lord's, it was two swing bowlers in Danny Morrison and Ian Botham that did the damage. If you look at the other perpetrators from that list that we showed you, you'll see that Graham Swan did it in the 2011 tour when India infamously lost 4-0. And Freddie Trueman's best figures in Test match cricket of 8 for 31 also came in the 50s against India in that match at Old Trafford, where India were bowled out for 58. So it's not been a happy day for India. Steve O'Keefe leading the charge for Australia as India fall for a record 7 for 11 in the second session.